fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
For the next 2 hours on the Bob Tuscan Show, we'll be speaking with Ken Rolla, and I'm looking forward to this. He really is a wealth of information, and we're going to take on a number of different topics, from the radiation to chemtrails to GMOs. Not only are we going to talk about the problems, but he offers some fascinating solutions that I've never considered before, and I think you all will greatly benefit from. Ken, how are you? Thanks for coming on.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, my wife and I have both been looking forward to this. She's been a real fan of your work now, and there's so many different things that we can start off with. But let's learn a little bit more about you as a person and researcher. Tell me about your awakening, if you will.
Well, I've always been a troublemaker, so I don't know if I had an awakening.
You and me both.
Yeah, it's like, I was, from an early age, I was always a troublemaker in school, and I always questioned authority, and really not out of a sense of rebellion, but really of a wanting to understand and know. And so, whether it was teachers or religious leaders, you know, when they would say something that I didn't understand or it didn't make sense to me, I would ask them, and the questions I asked them very often would really tick them off, and of course they couldn't answer them. And so, so it's been from an early age that, you know, I've just always wanted to really understand the nature of things, and I've always loved learning, so it's been a lifelong habit, I would say. But I guess, you know, I've been a student of quantum physics since I was in my teens, and so I was interested in physics and science, and went to engineering school for electrical engineering. And yet at the same time, I was also interested in a lot of liberal arts, and so I've, you know, I had to take a lot of extra courses in school to get liberal arts and non-left brain types of classes and things. So I've always schooled myself and been interested in not just, you know, the scientific aspects of things, but also the spiritual aspects of things and consciousness in particular and just how things work in general. So, you know, I've got a background in schooling and electrical engineering, but when I got out of school, I worked in computer science for quite a few years. I've had a lot of different jobs. I worked in the medical system in various positions for 23 years. So I've worked at the local and state and national policy levels, working with politicians, with healthcare administration and policy. So I've seen the madness within the so-called healthcare system and how it doesn't address degenerative disease and health issues. And then, of course, I had my own health issues throughout my life. I was really born sick and very hypoglycemic and had a lot of health problems, so I had to figure out how to heal myself. And ultimately, when I did that, people started asking me about it and how to do it. So I wound up getting pulled into teaching natural healing for about 20 years. And I've done that until just a couple years ago when I got so busy I could no longer do individual consults. I still do courses occasionally. And then also because of my background in engineering, I wound up developing devices to help people heal and get deep sleep and stop jet lag and various things. And that spun off into other areas as well. So I've just got a kind of a varied background in engineering and physics and chemistry and biology and medicine and natural healing. So it kind of all came together. And then, you know, whenever any kind of issue comes up, like, say, the Fukushima nuclear disaster, you know, I immediately start looking for solutions for myself to cover my own butt, and I've always been able to find them. And then I just share them with other people. And I've just discovered years ago that when you understand the physics of consciousness, then you understand that whenever there's a problem that's created, the opposite polarities of energy also simultaneously create the solutions. So whenever I encounter a problem in my life that I need to deal with, I just start looking around for the solutions and ultimately find them. And so that's what I did with the Fukushima nuclear fallout and a host of other things.
Well, let's start with Fukushima, Ken, because that is a big concern of many of our listeners, including myself, which ultimately is what I do this show for, because I want to learn, and I have guests on like yourself, so that, you know, I can learn as much as I can, because it concerns me. I'm worried about the future of my family. You know, I have a young son, and I don't want him to have to grow up in a world that's filled with radioactive materials everywhere he looks. I really see the Fukushima situation as a major threat to life as we know it. Let's talk about the problem first, and then we'll shift gears and take a look at some solutions that you have to offer. There's no doubt in my mind Fukushima is a very dangerous situation, right?
Right. Yeah, and I don't call it an accident because I don't think it was an accident. I think it was engineered. When I first heard about it, it was the day of the accident, and the first thing in my mind was, I wonder if that earthquake that caused the tsunami was created by a scalar weapon. So I immediately Googled Fukushima scalar weapon and pulled up, sure enough, an interview that Benjamin Fulford did with the Minister of Finance of Japan, and on record, on camera, he said, the Minister of Finance said, that indeed the United States had used a scalar energy weapon to create the earthquake, and it actually wasn't the first time. They had done it two times before in order to blackmail Japan into economic policies against China to keep the Chinese yen from becoming the world's reserve currency, which is the currency that countries use to do business with. Right now, the United States dollar has been the world's reserve currency for many years, and basically we can just print dollars and go out and buy things that the rest of the world has to trade their money for dollars for, and then go buy things. And so we basically got a money printing press that we've been abusing for a long time, and we don't want to let go of that. And so so here was the Minister of Finance saying that the United States had used these scalar weapons twice before on two different cities, and Japan would not consent to these economic policies. So finally, when the Fukushima disaster happened, then Japan relented within days, and supposedly the United States got their way. So, of course, that video was taken off of YouTube within a few days, and then it's been on and off ever since. It probably is still on now, but it's not easy to find. So, you know, I saw that, and I figured, well, you know, if they're using scalar energy weapons to create these problems, then there's probably somebody that's using scalar energy to clean up the problem. So I started Googling to see if anybody was using scalar energy devices to clear nuclear fallout or neutralize it, and discovered that there were actually a lot of people around the world making homemade devices for clearing chemtrail pollutants and things, and that led me on a path of discovery to find ways of neutralizing radioactivity and clearing the fallout and geoengineering pollutants as well. correct?
Well, yeah, there's an obvious connection, because what are some of the chemicals found in these aerosols? Barium,
right.
Strontium,
aluminum.
Aluminum, yeah. You know, these are all things that you might as well find at Fukushima.
Right. That's exactly it. And also, you know, when I started looking around, I came across many solutions for it, not just a few. I had worked back in the early 90s with a man named Ewell Brown who had developed water field technology. And that technology, not only can it be used to power things non-toxically, it can also clean up all the pollution in the world, and it can also neutralize radioactive elements. And so, and I witnessed that done. So I knew going into it that neutralizing radioactivity could be done, because I had witnessed it personally with a team of engineers and physicists.
Fascinating stuff. We got to take our first quick break here, Ken, and we'll come back and pick it right up with that and so much more. Our special guest for the next 2 hours, Ken Rolla.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
We're just about to get into how we can deal with this radiation and these chemtrails. Why don't you pick it up there?
Okay, well, back in the early 90s, I was working with a man named Ewell Brown who had developed water-fueled technology, and there were several other people who had done this all the way back to the 60s. And so in the course of doing that, I had witnessed Brown using it to neutralize radioactivity with a bunch of physicists and engineers and inventors, you know, with measuring equipment and confirming it. They even did it in front of government officials and congressmen and folks like that. And, of course, got nowhere with it. Because neutralizing radioactivity, usually the technologies that can do it usually also imply free energy. And even if they don't imply free energy, they also imply the end of the nuclear industry, not just nuclear power, but the nuclear weapons industry, more importantly, which, you know, if that goes away, then the or if there's a way to stop and neutralize them, that ends the nuclear edge that countries with nuclear weapons have. And so they vehemently don't want that to happen. So I already knew that radioactivity could be neutralized, and I figured, well, you know, if Brown could do it, there's probably a dozen or more people around that also can do it. So I started looking around to see who else was neutralizing radioactivity, and even I was surprised to find that there are actually 61 patents worldwide for people that have neutralized radioactivity. There was a professor emeritus in physics named Radha Roy at Arizona State University back in 1975 who developed a method for neutralizing high and low level radioactive waste and elements, and he got nowhere with it. There have been a slew of other people, including 8 in Japan. So the solutions for neutralizing the Fukushima power plant and all the fallout from it is available, and it's been available for decades. It's just been heavily suppressed. I've been in contact with Japanese officials who I thought might listen, and so far I've not heard anything back from them, but I've been telling them, it's like, you guys are missing the 900-pound gorilla in your living room. There's 8 patents in your country for neutralizing radioactivity. There's 61 in total around the world. This stuff could be cleaned up and neutralized, and nobody's talking about it. So, you know, we've got to get the word out, first of all, that that's a possibility, because people think that, oh, there's nothing that can be done. Well, that's utter nonsense. It absolutely can be neutralized. There is a professor at the University of Birmingham in the UK named Lynn McCaskey, who is neutralizing radioactive elements with E. coli bacteria. There's a Japanese agriculture professor in Japan named Teruo Higa, who is neutralizing radioactivity on soil and in water and on crops with microbes that he, a blend of microbes that he came up with. And the stuff is incredibly cheap. I actually sell it on my website. It's like $22 a quart. And you can take it, and the cool thing is you can take it and make more of it your own. You can brew gallons and gallons of the stuff simply by mixing it with molasses and water and fermenting it for a few weeks and make tons of it yourself. And then you dilute it thousands of parts of water to one part of this micro mixture, spray it on your lawn or your crops or whatever, and it will break down all the radioactive elements and other toxins, including heavy metals, and make them non-toxic.
Well, what about oil? I remember with the Gulf oil spill, there were several solutions along this line, along these lines, rather, that could have been used. But instead, what did they do? They used Corexit.
Exactly. That was a really big scam, because I had posted on my blog years ago, several years before the BP oil spill, about this company in Texas that had developed a microbe mixture that was so amazing, just within minutes, it could break down oil into fish food, and they did demonstrations where they would pour oil in a swimming pool, large amounts of oil, throw these microbes in, and within minutes the oil was breaking down and turning into fish food and then dropping, and the fish were eating it. And
if it's the same company I'm thinking of, we interviewed the owner of that company.
Yeah, you might have. Well,
and he told us about the deliberate disregard of using this viable solution.
Yes, but he was successful in getting the Commissioner of Land and the Commissioner of Water in Texas to mandate a law in 1991 to use it for the 900-plus oil spills that Texas has off its coast every year. And so they mandated, they were doing it. They were cleaning up the oil spills off the coast of Texas until that BP oil spill. And so it was a done deal. But then, you know, BP and the U.S. government, whoever else, collaborated to keep that technology and that knowledge suppressed so that it wasn't a solution. I suspect because the oil spill was probably engineered for multiple reasons, but I think one of them was probably to implement a carbon tax so that we can all be taxed on the air we breathe and the energy that we consume, et cetera, et cetera. But for whatever reason, you know, yeah, that technology was already in place. It was on the coast of Texas, mandated, just there being used already. So, you know, these industries that are polluting the planet, you know, they've got lots and lots of money, and they don't want their apple cart upset.
Yeah. You would think that they would be concerned about the future of their family as well.
Well, I think at the very upper echelons, they understand that there are ways to reverse all of these problems. Because, for example, there is a Russian physicist named Alexander Golod, who is a heavy-duty physicist working for the Russian government and the military there. And he's got a multi-million-dollar-a-year budget. And when the Cold War ended, he was mandated to experiment with pyramids, probably for weaponry, which he did. And fortunately, he appears to be a pretty stand-up guy, and he started studying pyramids to discover what benefits could come from them. And he found many with healing and improving crop growth, cleaning up water in the ground and surface water, neutralizing toxins and radioactivity in the air and in the water and the land with it. Healing disease, people that sit inside of his pyramids would get healed. He built a 144-foot-high pyramid outside of Moscow that you can see on YouTube. He was not only neutralizing radioactivity in the air and in soil and in the ground, but this one really made an impression upon me. They noticed in the field surrounding this large pyramid that there were some flowers growing no one had ever seen before. So they called a botanist in and discovered that the flowers had been extinct on Earth for 11 million years. And so Golod theorized that the pyramid somehow, which is a scale wave transceiver, which we can get into in a little bit, was bringing in the pattern, the energetic pattern, for this extinct species of flower and manifesting it physically. Pyramids and other devices, like the harp antennas that our government has, they create scalar energy, which is a high-frequency, faster-than-light energy that is really kind of like the fabric of the universe, and it's what all matter and energy that we can see and measure is made of. It slows down and coagulates into matter and into the energies that we can measure in the electromagnetic spectrum. And so, so Golod, with his pyramids, first of all, he discovered a lot of interesting things. He discovered that all of the pyramids on Earth are part of one big planetary grid system. So whomever designed the grid of the pyramids had to have, at the very least, flight capabilities, if not spaceflight capabilities, because they had to have a global perspective to design that system. He discovered that even though they were built by different cultures, that they were really all one big scalar energy system.
I can't wait to learn more about this. We'll have to do so on the other side of this quick break.
Okay.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Ken Rolla joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. And Ken, you know, I'm often asked by people out there, they say, you know, if these chemtrails really exist, you know, they're naysayers, if they really are real, yeah, geez, then what are we going to do about it? What can you do about it? And what you're telling me here is pretty significant. You're telling me that this technology can clear chemtrails for a 75-mile radius, right?
Or more. Alexander Golod's pyramids are clearing them for about a 350-kilometer diameter. I've seen technologies that can clear it around 75-mile radius. using really simple tools, which we can talk about.
You say clear it, what does that mean, though? Does that mean they're completely vanished or dissipate? Where do those chemicals go? Because they got to go somewhere, right?
Yeah, in the case of Golod's pyramids, they're actually broken down and neutralized, but they also are sent out into space because his pyramid and scalar wave transmitters or transceivers, like a pyramid, they can create these vortexes of energy, this fast-than-light scalar energy that's like an upside-down tornado that spins over a very large area, and as it goes up, it gets stronger, it folds in on itself and gets stronger, and it pulls these pollutants out of the atmosphere and takes them out into space, and in some cases it will actually neutralize them. In Golod's case, it'll neutralize radioactivity for sure. But I probably ought to get into a little bit about some fundamentals of the new physics and things that are being discovered, because a lot of this sounds like absolute nonsense and just a bunch of New Age nonsense to people that are not aware of what's being discovered and proven. For example, Golod is a heavy hitter. He's a heavy-duty Russian physicist, highly acclaimed, well-credentialed. He's not some flake. And there are many others. But what these guys are discovering is essentially that there is this faster-than-light energy that travels through the cosmos that physicists now are calling scalar waves. There are other names for them, like torsion waves or zero-point energy or other names, and when you're in the realm of consciousness and human biofields, they might call it chi or prana. But it's all basically the same thing. It's this faster-than-light energy of consciousness that's traveling through the cosmos, going way beyond what we've been told is the speed of light, and it spirals as it travels, and it branches out as it spirals, and so it's spiraling and fractaling as it goes. And it's really kind of like the fabric of the universe. And this energy flows from the centers of galaxies outward. Galaxies energetically are structured like a big torus or a donut shape. And so at the centers of galaxies, it's known now by physicists that there are singularities at the center of galaxies, which means there's a black hole, white hole combination. So this energy is being sucked into the black hole and coming out the other side. And it's just spiraling around the galaxy, around the perimeter of the donut. And it's relayed from the center of the galaxy through suns around the center of the galaxy outward to the suns farther out, because it's been discovered through the work of Nassim Harriman and others that suns and planets have singularities or black holes at the centers of them. And so this energy is relayed from sun to sun to sun outward from the center of the galaxy, branching and spiraling as it goes. And it's also relayed through the centers of planets. So when it gets to us, it's coming down from our sun to us, and it's also coming up through the ground from a singularity at the center of our planet. And that's why you have all these ancient practices like Kundalini Yoga and Ayurveda and Chinese medicine working with qi and these various practices where you bring energy up through the feet and through the ground into the root chakras and down from above into the crown chakra. What you're really doing is you're working with this high-frequency scalar energy of consciousness, and it can slow down and coagulate into matter, or it can alter matter. And I've worked with people who do things like working on just the unconscious mind and not only heal diseases like cancer and major stuff in just a few hours, but even restructuring bones in the body and, I mean, major stuff. So I've witnessed this actually done, and typically it takes a lot of discipline and practice over many years to develop the ability to do this. But increasingly there are scientists that are developing these scalar energy devices that can manipulate this energy, do things with it, and be used for a lot of different applications, which we'll talk about. Among them being neutralizing radioactivity and clearing chemtrails out of the sky. So you've got this energy that's flying through the cosmos, passing through everything. It passes through planets like it's not even there. And it's actually consciousness that slows it down and coagulates it into the matter and energy that we can see and measure. There's a heavy-duty physicist named Roger Penrose, who's an Oxford professor. He's a contemporary of Stephen Hawking, who's got a lot of books and information showing this. And this guy has taken very basic geometry, just like Nassim Harriman has done, and shown that our whole concept of matter and energy and reality is fundamentally flawed. Even quantum physics is fundamentally flawed. And so they're coming up with these new models that are much much more simple at the heart of them. And it also, they explain a lot of these phenomena in physics that have been unexplainable, like what the nature of gravity and electricity and magnetism and nuclear forces and those kinds of things are. So there's this whole new realm of physics that's coming about, a new understanding, and practical applications are being developed from it. And so pyramids, when this energy comes down from the sun and up through the earth, they are scalar wave antennas that can pick up this energy, and depending on what the pyramid is made of and what its dimensions are, it acts like an antenna, and it can tune to different frequencies of this scalar energy and then bring it into a localized field that can have very beneficial effects. You can also have very damaging effects if you tune it to the wrong frequencies, which is what our government is doing with the HARP antenna and things like that. But if you use these ancient sacred dimensions that are used in these pyramids like the ones in Giza or any of the other ones found around the world, they have very beneficial effects, and they create fields that structure energy around them. They can break down toxins into non-toxic elements, and they create these huge vortexes of energy that, like I said, is like an upside-down tornado that spirals upward into the atmosphere, and it will take pollutants and charged particles and things that are not supposed to be in the atmosphere and pull them out into space, or if they're strong enough, they can actually neutralize them. So Golot has been proving that more recent times, back in the 1950s and really back all the way to the 30s. There was a man named Wilhelm Reich who developed a device that he called a cloud buster that was made out of some simple pipes and tubing that he would basically run into a body of water and ground out these energies in the atmosphere, and so he could clean up pollution and also alter the weather and stop droughts or stop floods and rains and that kind of stuff, basically balance the weather. And so his work, he was actually jailed for it, but his work got out to a lot of people before he was jailed and died in prison, unfortunately. And they have taken it and expanded upon it. So you've got a man named now, Carl Hans Wells, who developed a material that uses those principles. It's really simple, that you can take a non-conducting resin like fiberglass and put metal particles into it and mineral particles that are high in superconducting elements, and put them all together, and the resin will harden up and shrink around all of this stuff. And these minerals, which are crystalline in nature, when they get squeezed, they will create a piezoelectric effect. And normally what we think of the piezoelectric effect being is when you take a crystal, for example, in a gas grill, and you push that little red button on the gas grill to ignite it, what it's doing is smacking a piece of quartz, and that quartz shoots out electricity that is captured in wires and ignites the grill. That's the piezoelectric effect. Well, if instead of striking the crystal, if you just squeeze it, instead of shooting out electricity, it will put out a scalar field. And that scalar field will structure electromagnetic radiation. It can do all kinds of things. So Wells figured out how to create this material that he called organite, using resin and crystals and minerals and metal powders, and put it all together and did all kinds of things with it. He helped people heal, structured electromagnetic radiation, EMF pollution, so that it was much less damaging, and, as it turns out, create these smaller versions of the Reich Cloud Buster that lots and lots of people now are using and making to clear chemtrails as well.
And interesting. So I want to learn more about this in just a moment, Ken. Okay. And by the way, we have organite all over our house here, and so some of my favorite pieces are organite pyramids.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora. and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Ken, I gotta ask you, you know, we have Organite here, and I understand what people are saying as far as the great properties associated with it. But why does it work? I mean, I don't know that I've wrapped my head around it, to be quite honest. Can you, in layman's terms, explain it to me?
Yeah, most people that are making it don't understand it. And that was what I saw when I started studying it. Even Carl Hans Wells, I don't think, really understands how it works. because everybody is looking at Reich's work, and you have to understand Reich was a psychiatrist. He was a contemporary of Sigmund Freud's, and he did not have a background in physics, so he kind of made up his own language around what he was observing, and you know, he called this energy orgone, which is really just scalar energy that we've been talking about. And so he kind of developed this whole lexicon of language around it that now has kind of been adopted by a lot of people, and it's almost like a religion. And so, you know, a lot of times when I talk about this stuff in terms of scalar physics, people will be correcting me and telling me, oh, no, it's this or that or the other. But the way that it works is this. These crystals and mineral powders that you put into orgonite, they contain, if they're crystals or if they're volcanic, they contain superconducting minerals that are really weird, and they have really strange properties, among them superconductivity. And with a superconductor, you get anti-gravity, you get interdimensional physics, and they act like a lens for this scalar energy that's zipping through the cosmos, and they bring it into 3D from other dimensions of time and space or other frequencies of time and space. And so this energy that's flowing through us all the time, it kind of captures it and brings it into the localized area, into three-dimensional space-time, just like a pyramid does. It's just a different approach. And so if you understand that that's how it works, you can optimize it by using volcanic minerals and minerals that are high in these monoatomic elements. That's what I observed. Nobody was really understanding how it worked, and they were not really building them optimally. So I started experimenting with them and found better ways of making them much stronger, and then also encountered people like Dr. Constantine Mile, who was a German physicist who was developing scalar wave generator circuitry and technologies. And so started meeting people that were combining these technologies to make scalar wave generators. So a lot of people call the scalar energy coming off of these orgonite devices orgone, but I just call it scalar waves. And so by using a power generator, you can make them much, much stronger. And then if you structure them into shapes of pyramids and things like that, you can make them even stronger and tune them to certain frequencies by using certain minerals or structuring the pyramid certain ways. And, you know, then you can clear chemtrails and things. You can neutralize radioactivity in some cases, and you can send it out into space. I've seen some that will create these vortexes that will send the pollutants out into space. And when that happens, when you clean the air of all these pollutants, then weather normalizes, so you get much lowered incidence of severe weather, whether it's hurricanes or tornadoes or droughts or floods or lightning or strong winds or whatever. It balances the weather incredibly, which is one of the things that Alexander Golod was doing with his pyramids as well. Also stopping earthquakes. Golod showed that with his pyramids because they will allow the tectonic shifts to occur in small increments all the time rather than in large releases. And so it greatly reduces the severity and frequency of earthquakes, which Tesla knew about. You know, Tesla knew how to stop them and create them with his technology. So there are multiple technologies for doing it. But in the case of orgonite, you know, it's just simply squeezing on these crystals, and then the metal powders that you mix in with them kind of even out the field, kind of like an inductor in electronic circuits. And that's essentially it. So the more of these volcanic minerals and ormus-bearing crystals that you put in, and if you put them in a type of resin or some kind of non-conducting body that shrinks and tightens up around it, you're going to get stronger scalar fields with your orgonite.
Very interesting. You know, let's talk a little bit more about the shape of a pyramid.
Okay.
Because I'm also trying to wrap my head around why that is significant as well.
Well, if you understand how an antenna works, then it makes more sense with a pyramid. Because, for example, if you wanted to build a radio that picks up radio waves, let's say, that are 1 foot long, then essentially you have to make a wire out of a certain metal that's 1 foot long, and then it will pick up those waves. And so when you build antennas, like if you see the old-timey antennas on the roofs of houses for television, you know, you'd have this big array of aluminum rods sticking all over the place. And the reason for that is because it was kind of mimicking like a moth antenna or an insect antenna, where you've got all these different lengths of metals, and each different length is picking up a different frequency of radio wave. And in that way, you can, you know, pick up television. Same thing occurs in a cell phone. There have been antennas developed now called fractal antennas, where basically you can take a little tiny segment. So let's say you want to start with a 1 millimeter segment to pick up radio waves of 1 millimeter. So you can take a 1 millimeter segment, and then you can take two of them and combine them and make maybe an angle, and then you've got an antenna that will pick up 2 millimeter waves, and you can keep combining those elements, those little elements, into larger and larger elements like crosses or whatever. And in that way, you can have a whole lot of different sized links all in one small package that you can pick up a really wide range of frequencies for a cell phone. And that's actually how cell phones work. So you can, you know, pick up voice and data and all these different frequencies. Well, a pyramid is essentially the same thing. It's just a different shape rather than being a line. You know, it's a platonic solid, whether it's three-sided or four-sided. And you make it out of a material that will pick up these scalar waves. And in the case of scalar waves, that's going to be either volcanic rock or it's going to be an electrical non-conductor. Scalar waves are kind of like bizarro physics. They're kind of the opposite of conventional electromagnetics. And so where we have metals or electrical conductors, they're actually scalar wave insulators. And so so with pyramids, it's easier, if you don't understand the physics, just to build them out of plastic or wood or some kind of non-conductor or stone that is high concentrations of volcanic minerals, because volcanic minerals are high in these superconducting ormus elements that pick up scalar waves. So in the case of the Egyptian pyramids, for example, they're made out of sandstone, which are deposits of volcanic minerals that are high in these monatomic ormus elements. And so then it's just a matter of making the pyramid a certain size and then making the corners certain angles depending on what frequencies you want to pick up and tune into. And it just so happens that there are certain dimensions that pick up frequencies that are very harmonious to living organisms. And so there's something, for example, called a phi ratio pyramid, where you've got the ratio of the height of the pyramid to the width of its base is the phi ratio, which is a sacred geometric ratio. And there are other sacred geometric ratios for different pyramids. So you can use them for different things. You can use them for healing, for neutralizing radioactivity, for cleaning out groundwater, making oil wells flow faster. Alexander Golod built like plastic pyramids or fiberglass pyramids just 10 feet tall. He put four of them around an oil well, and they would create a localized scalar field around the oil well, which would make the oil become more liquid and less viscous, and the oil would flow better, and then you would get more oil out of the well.
Interesting. Very interesting. I want to explore how we can utilize this as activists, as people concerned about this, and really put it to use in the next hour. I also want to talk about your work with Yul Brynn in the early 90s with water fuel and neutralizing radioactivity, and get into GMOs, reverting hybrids a bit.
Yeah.
That's a very fascinating topic. All health-related, great stuff from our special guest, none other than Ken Rowland. We'll give you his website next hour as well. You'll definitely want to check that out. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out.